Well, in the spirit of this being a suggested order of worship, I'm going to change the sermon on you this morning. Yesterday, I was listening to one of my favorite Christmas songs, and we got to hear it again last night, called O Holy Night. And as I was listening to it, I started to just jot down some thoughts, and before I knew it, I had a sermon. And so I thought, well, let's just go with that. So I want to start by reading just a few lines from the song. O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angel voices, O night divine, O night when Christ was born, O night divine, O night divine. And the line that stands out to me more than any other, especially yesterday as I was listening to the song, is the line, and the soul felt its worth. And I don't know if that happens very often in our lives. I don't know if last night as you were watching the nativity play that the kids put on, or as you were listening to the songs that were sung, or the songs that we sang together, if immediately following that, did your soul feel its worth? I don't think that that's a natural progression anymore. And I think that the reason is that we celebrate Christmas in a vacuum. We do our best to turn our attention to Jesus. We meditate on his coming, on the circumstances and the gift. But we forget what he was coming for. I thought a lot about Jesus leaving his Father's right hand and coming down to earth as this small child. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that Christmas was a rescue mission. It was the most important rescue mission. God came to rescue us from sin and death. It was an act of humility, of love, of sacrifice, unparalleled in history. But the act does not take place in a vacuum. The act is not primarily to show the greatness of God. It does show his greatness, but the act has a fierce purpose, a fierce intention. The whole drama is fiercely intentional. And the object of this act is you and me. The purpose is our rescue and restoration, to bring us back to God. And oftentimes we lose sight of that in the Christmas season. I think a lot of it is the doctrine that the church seems to embrace here in the last, 50 to 100 years. That the belief that we, in order to promote the glory of God, we have to also accept that we have no intrinsic worth. This is a damaging doctrine. And you see it when people say things like, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Or, it's not about you, it's about Jesus. This doctrine is deeply ingrained in the church and it's deeply damaging to our relationship with God because it's not true. Imagine if you just met me and you asked me to show you pictures of my kids. So I pull out my wallet and I, flip down the Rolodex and there's all the kids. And I say, they're pretty worthless though. I mean, they're not really that great. The only reason that they have any worth is because I'm such a good father and I care about them. What would you think about me? You'd probably think, what a jerk. Or what if I went to my kids and I said, you guys, you're pretty lucky to be here. You ought to thank me that I even care about you. I think we'd call that child abuse, wouldn't we? Of course we're to worship God, and of course he's worthy to be worshipped. We all know that. But something has slipped into the church that is extremely damaging to both our view of God and our relationship with him. Let's look at a more common example. Imagine that we have a normal Iowa winter and not this beautiful one that we have today. And that your car battery is dead and you need a jump. It's late at night and it's snowing. You call a friend, hating to bother them, but you need help. They jump out of bed and race to your aid. Doesn't it help you to realize how much you matter to them? Doesn't it deepen the friendship to know that they're willing to get out of bed on a cold night and come help you jumpstart your car? Wouldn't it be damaging to the friendship if they said, You don't deserve this. I do this to demonstrate my goodness. Would you call them again? Ask for help? Does that relationship sound like it has a future? Or let's look at the simple words, I love you. Doesn't it warm your soul to hear those words? When somebody tells you they love you, doesn't that just make you feel good? When you realize how much you matter to the one that spoke them in love, what would happen if following those words they said, but it's nothing in you that makes me love you. It's my goodness that causes me to love you. In fact, your utter unworthiness of my love only proves how good I am for loving you. But we have sinned. And you might be thinking, well, I'm a sinner though. We fell and we didn't deserve God to come and rescue us. And that's all true. But it doesn't conclude that we are worthless. There's a difference between being undeserving and being worthless. I think Jesus was speaking directly to this doctrine when he told the parable of the prodigal son. The son has a speech about his unworthiness. He says, Father, I have sinned. I'm not worthy to be called your son. But the father ignores the speech completely. He doesn't even acknowledge it. He just says, kill the fatted calf. We have to celebrate. My son who was dead is now alive. Something profound takes place in the soul of a person when they know that they matter. When they know they're prized, it changes them and there's no longer any room for fear in the relationship. They know they're loved and it evokes love in return. Someone who is rescued has a deep and profound gratitude for the rescuer. They think, you would do that for me? I'm sure we've all had those experiences when somebody's done something for us and we just think, wow, they must really care about me. But if the rescuer said, I didn't do this for you, I did this for me. I did it to prove my greatness. In fact, your complete unworthiness to be rescued is part of my plan to show how great I am. The meaning's lost there. Christmas is the most stunning rescue story of all time. Under the cover of night in a remote village in Palestine, in a world held captive by the Dark Prince, God comes to earth as a baby boy. He invades the world in order to rescue the human race, and Satan isn't happy about it. He lashes out desperately to try to stop the invasion, and the angels go to war. But God cannot be stopped. He will ransom and restore his beloved. The beauty of this gesture cannot be expressed in words. And what are we to think about the ones that God would go to such great lengths to rescue at such a price? How precious they must be. They must be worth a great deal to him. Inestimable worth. And that is why the soul felt its worth. Or at least it should. The Nativity had an object in mind. And that object is you and me. I pray that this understanding will help you celebrate Christmas for what it is, as a daring rescue mission in the context of love. And I pray that you'll allow yourself to be stunned again by how much God loves you. Be amazed about that today. It's not about him coming to rescue something worthless, because that would be pointless. It's about him coming because you're worth so much to him. And my prayer for you this morning is if you haven't felt that worth, if you don't have that relationship with Jesus Christ, and you don't have any idea what the words that I'm saying even mean, I pray that you take that step today. Because you will feel it. You will feel it. There's an overpowering sense of God's love when you enter into that relationship with him for the first time, or if you renew it. My prayer is that we can boldly sing today, and the soul felt its worth. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we just thank you so much for caring about us, for seeing us as worthy for the sacrifice that you made. Lord, I pray when we think about what you did, we don't do it in the context of how wonderful you are and how horrible we are. For you are wonderful and you are great. And for that reason, you wouldn't sacrifice yourself for something that was unworthy. So, Lord, I pray today that we can feel joy and thanksgiving because we are your treasure that you ransomed. Lord, I just thank you so much for your Son, for the life he lived, and the horrible death that he endured on my behalf. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.